Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Silk Undressed Talk Radio Show. I am your host, the Lady CEO, CC Cole. Silk Undressed Lifestyle Lady CEO is an international professional women's magazine. We're just not your ordinary magazine. We are extraordinary. At Silk Undressed, our motto is everybody has a story. What's your story of glory? We utilize the success stories of other women as a conduit to empowerment, connecting women globally to inspire and motivate each other to follow their dreams. We praise the accomplishments of women. We celebrate women and embrace diversity and multiculturalism. We stimulate entrepreneurship. We force the growth opportunity and burst through glass ceilings. We encourage the inner voice of a woman to say, I can do all things. And most importantly, we share the jewels of wisdoms and mantras of presidents and prime ministers of Fortune 500 executives. Because once a woman's dream is realized, the world changes and success is cultivated. So that's who we are. Silk Undressed. Everybody has a story. What's your story of glory? So, okay, come on. Here we go. We're going to go inside and hear another woman's story. Be motivated. Be encouraged because success is by design.
Chin Nu Chu, international motivational speaker, business and marketing genius, my friend and mentor, the author of The Art of War for Women, once said, a successful life is one that is lived through understanding and pursuing one's own path, not chasing after others' dreams. I would like to thank everyone for tuning in to another great episode of the Silk Undressed Talk Radio Show. We are celebrating our 25 Influential Women of 2016. This recognition is for small business owners, CEOs, young entrepreneurs, leaders, visionaries, and trailblazers who have risen through the ranks to make an indelible mark in their industries and communities. These women exemplify power, courage, boldness, and humility. They are relentless in business and have learned that success is by design. Our motto is everybody has a story. What's your story of glory? This is really a very exciting time of the year for us as we coordinate the interviews for all of our honorees. In addition to our 25 Influential Women of 2016, today we also will be speaking to our Fashion Designer of the Year and our Sophisticated Intentions division where we feature fashion and style. And I would like to have you all buck your seats to hear this very inspiring woman talk about her dreams, her aspirations, and what she's doing with Omate Designs. Today we will have with us Uche Abizwe. She's the CEO of Omate Designs. It's a U.S.-based fashion brand that is a product of Uche's lifelong determination, ambition, and energy. The luminous, prolific, and polarizing fashion creator is a native of Nigeria who conveys an embodiment of panache, grandeur, and refinement with a regal point of view in the fashion industry. Uche, inspired by her mother's eccentric style of dressmaking, Afrocentric style, launched her company in the summer of 2010 with the grand opening of the first flagship store at the historic Savage Mill Mall in Laurel, Maryland. So when it comes to high fashion and originality, Uche's innovation vision approaches to setting trends is evident in every stitch, every pattern, every design, every woman who wears Uche Abizwe. Uche, how are you doing today?
I am so well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for taking time out your day to sit down and chat with us. We are excited about your designs and your inspiration that exudes from every pattern. And I was looking at your website the other day, and I have at least 20 things on my list that I would like to get from you. So I can wear Uche every day of the month. I tell you, your designs are absolutely fabulous. Well, I don't want to prolong the time, but I'd like to just jump right into it and, you know, hear a little bit about your story. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about where you're from and where your roots planted. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Uche.
Okay, thank you so much again. My full name is Uche Ibezwe, and I'm originally from Nigeria. I actually started to, you know, love fashion when I was a young girl. My mother, who was in the fashion industry, inspired me. And so she knew somehow that this is what I was going to do for the rest of my life. So I lived the most part of my life in Lagos, Nigeria.
In Lagos, Nigeria?
Yes. That's where I grew up in Lagos, Nigeria.
Okay, wonderful. And so I just want to remind everyone that we are a live radio show, so if you are moving about, we're going to ask that you be still for a moment, because as technology goes, sometimes we can lose a little bit of connection. So, Uche, thank you for that introduction. Now, tell me, think back to when you were a young girl, and who had the most influence in you? Was it a teacher or someone else in the community?
Okay, yes. My mother inspired everything about my fashion story, my fashion journey. My mother was she was a designer. She was actually designing for herself and for family members. You know, a few people around her as well. So everything that I know, fashion, was inspired by my mother. She would literally take any piece of cloth around her and she would put into something amazing, you know, an amazing design. 100% inspired me.
Oh, that is incredible. So it was your mom that really gave you an inspiration to become a designer. What was it that you saw your mom do that really inspired you to become a fashion designer as opposed to just one that dressed fashionable?
You know, first of all, she dressed well. She would make beautiful clothes for herself. And she would kind of really turn anything around her to a design. My mother would literally take a piece of anything and turn it into an applique. I saw my mother take, and she would fit into a dress. And, that would kind of really amaze me every time she did something beautiful with her designs. And I kind of really followed her around, and I was always by her side. And when she also goes to the market to shop for fabric, I was always there by her side. And so right there, I knew that this is exactly what I would love to do. I would watch her sew the fabric from scratch to finish, and they would come absolutely beautiful. So that's, 100% my mother inspired me. She would, she kind of really helped me to making this a lifelong
Oh, that is absolutely incredible. So it was your mom that really inspired you, because she was that creative that she would take anything in the house and create a design out of that. So now let me ask you a question. When did you realize that after you took that inspiration and you digested because of what you saw your mom do, when did you realize that you actually was a fashion designer in business?
It actually started when I would start to make things for myself. When I started to make clothes for myself, I started to kind of really put some pieces for myself. I just kind of really didn't want to go to the shop anymore to buy things from the store. I just wanted to do things for myself. And then every time I made things for myself, people would admire them, love them, and ask me, "Where did you get that from?" You know, stuff from. Oh, that is so cute. I'm like, okay, I could really turn this business, you know, and it was always just really beautiful to kind of make those things, and then people would admire them. I was like, okay, I can actually go to, I can go to school for this and make it a business. Why not?
Well, wonderful. That is really great. So you wore your own designs, and people really loved it. So you decided at that point in time that you were onto something, right? So, and that's really good, because I think that at some point in time, sometimes we have the aha moment. Well, if everyone loves, you know, what I'm wearing, maybe they would like to wear me too. So now let me ask you a question. So growing up, you talked about your mother being a great inspiration and influence in your life in the earlier years. As you began to start your own designs, and I hope I'm saying it correctly, is it OMAC or OMAC?
It's OMAC, yes, OMAC.
Okay. as you started OMAC Designs, was there any particular fashion designer that really took you to the next level in terms of and challenging your creativity and innovation when it came down to design?
Oh yes, a whole lot of them. A lot of them from Africa, a lot of designers from Africa, you know, very meticulous designers from Nigeria in particular. Like, she's a big designer in Nigeria. That her detailed work really kind of, I really like her details, you know, to have pieces. And then, of course, internationally, I love a lot of, you know, international designers. Ralph Rucci, someone I have followed since I was young, since I was a young girl, I followed his work, his style of work. I love his attention to details as well. And, of course, Valentino, attention to details as well. And of when I lived in London briefly, I kind of really loved the European fashion, the high fashion, the high waist, the big bold, all of that, you know. So kind of a good number of designers have inspired me to become, you know, what I'm able to do with OMAC Designs today.
Wow, that is wonderful. And those are pretty good designers that you mentioned. I'm very well aware of all of their designs, and so I can see why you are at the level you are today with those designers being your inspiration. Now, with any type of successful business, you sound like you're having a really great time with your business. I mean, that's the beginning. You really have to really enjoy what you're doing. How did you overcome challenges, setbacks, and deal with periods of self-doubt?
I mean, you know, with every business, you have time to go through challenges. With every business, it's not always, I tell myself all the time, it's not always peaches and cream. So no matter how much, you know, how good or how good it is, they are also challenging. For me, my therapy, when it's not all smooth, I kind of pull back a little bit. I go back to the drawing board. And you pray a lot, and I kind of really meditate, and then I kind of really look, you know, I go back to the drawing board to see is there something that I'm not doing right? Is there something I need to change? Is there a new design I need to kind of really work on? So I go back to, most of the time I kind of pull back, like I said, I go back to the drawing board and see what's going well and what's not going well, and you know, at the end of the day, we can come out with a good solution to how to better manage the situation at that time.
Well, that is wonderful. It's a great time to reassess and just really take stock in terms of where you are and just, you know, draw your inspiration from yourself. And like you say, go back to square one, back to a drum board. So now, what is unique about your designs? What is unique about OMAC designs, and how would someone like myself on the outside looking in really describe your design? What do people tell you they feel when they wear it or what they see?
You know, they feel powerful. People tell me a lot of things, and a lot of my clients, they come back, they tell me, oh my God, Uche, every time I wear OMAC Designs, I feel this kind of, you know, very powerful. I feel very, I feel very strong. I feel very bold, and that is not to say they are wrong. And so it is actually, OMAC Designs is an embodiment of luxury, of, from the fabric, the details. There is so much work that goes into OMAC Designs, and that makes it stand out, that makes it unique. I do the sketches, I do the drawings from the scratch, and I handpick the fabric. And all of the details, I work on that myself. And when our clients come into the showroom, I kind of really give them that one-on-one personal touch. So it's not just picking up the buying and leaving the store. No, we don't do that. I make sure that I go through the process of how you get the pieces. I style the pieces and really make sure they have the whole 100% experience, you know. And so we've had a lot of clients come back and say, you know what, I just love the experience I get once I walk into the showroom. I love the fabric. I love the details. I love the, you know, just the luxury, the brand. So it's an embodiment of, you know, of gold, luxury, sophisticated, you know. It's definitely.
Well, that is really great. I hear the excitement in your voice, and I can imagine. I was looking at some of your models, and they looked like they were having such a great time when they did the fashion show last year, which is a great segment to talk about the upcoming fashion show that you have next Friday on May 20th in Washington, D.C. Why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, my God, that is my baby right there. That is my baby right there, the African Arts and Fashion Week. You know, this was launched 3 years ago, and it came actually from the, you know, just to kind of empower other designers. I've been so blessed, and God has really done so well for me in the business of, you know, and so going to all these other fashion shows, New York, London, going, you know, doing all of these other fashion shows, see the struggle of, you know, of all African designers, you know, how we, you know, the struggle in just to get to integrate into the market. So 3 years ago, I founded the first African Arts and Fashion Week DC, and we did that in collaboration with the Nigerian Embassy, and it's been a success, from one success level to the next success level. And so this is our third year. We're very excited about it. And we have brought in a designers all the way from Tanzania to showcase her in D.C. D.C. is a big market, and people don't know this. Everybody tells you, oh, go to New York, go to California. No, there is so much going on in D.C. that I think we must begin to kind of really tap into the D.C. market. There are people with money. A lot of fashion lovers, a lot of people come from D.C., Virginia, to come find me in the showroom here. So there is so much. And so that's amazing. Everybody's excited. So African Arts and Fashion Week D.C. Comes back, you know, returns back on May 20th. And we're very excited about this. This is going to be the panel discussion and the fashion, the evening of fashion. So we're very excited. This is kicking off our third year anniversary. We are very excited. About
3 years in, and you know, like you said, there's been a whole lot of progress and it's been growing. So tell me, who are your partners with this fashion show? You mentioned that you had a model from Tanzania. Who's that model? Who's sitting on the panel? Just go ahead and give them their props.
the designer who is coming in from Tanzania, she's already here in DC. We are featuring her. What's exciting about it is that I founded her 3 years ago, and I met her at the airport 3 years ago, and she had this beautiful jacket on, and it was so beautiful African jacket. And she said she made it, but she didn't really come out as a designer. I said, why not? Eventually, she came out as a designer, and the last 3 years, she's done so well, and we're so happy to feature her on Friday. And then, of course, we have Emma Warriors. Emma, the first runner-up Miss World Pageant 2010. Emma is from Botswana. She's done so well, you know, with a platform of participating in the Miss World. She goes back to Botswana doing things, you know, to empower other African women. And if you know me well, you know that I love to work with strong women, strong, powerful women. And so we're very excited to have Emma to host the show on Friday. She's, like I said, she's a very powerful woman who's done so much from, you know, with the platform of Miss World. And then we also have a Dash Marketing. They manage everything about the Fashion Week, African Arts and Fashion Week. They manage it. They're actually in D.C. Jeanette, who is, she coordinates most things for the Fashion Week. So, and then, of course, we have the Loft, the venue for the show. They are one of our major sponsors this year. So, and we're so blessed to have all of those people kind of really pull in to become a part of African Arts and Fashion Week D.C. We're very, very blessed and excited.
Wow, that sounds, I cannot wait to get there. I'm already trying to figure out my outfit. I might have to come to you to get one to wear it to the fashion show. I missed the casting call. Next year, I'll be one of the models. Now, let me ask you a question. We our magazine is all about empowering women, and you mentioned something about that the one of the persons on your panel is a very powerful woman, and you and I spoke very briefly yesterday about your foundation. Talk about the I Am She Foundation, because I think it's really amazing, and you know that I had a very emotional response to it, because I actually have a foundation called She Am I, and it was just very coincidental. So tell us about I Am She.
Oh, my God. Like you said, I could not get over talking about it with you yesterday. It's just amazing how we kind of really spoke about it, and then to find out that we are in this similar thing together. The I Am She I Am She Women Conference, which is under the Fashion for Success organization. Fashion for Success is an organization that I am founding, working on to support women. It is all about women. And what it is for me is to kind of really have women believe in the power that lies within them. A lot of women, I have come across a lot of women who still do not understand the power they have as women, both in their homes as wives, both in their obligation as mothers, both in the ministry of church, both in the community, in the society. Still see a lot of women who are afraid to kind of really embrace who they are. And so working with a lot of women through my fashion line, through my brand, I've met a lot of women who, they come into the showroom, they tell me about their situations, they tell me about their journey, they become friends. A lot of them have become so close to me. And I listen to their stories, I listen to what they have to say, I listen to the things they go through. And a lot of times, the problem is not what they are going through. The problem is not being able to believe in themselves to kind of really feel empowered to overcome. So it's not going through, it's the power to overcome. A lot of times the situation is the power to overcome. So I began to really think, what can I do? How can I support these women, both in Africa, both here, and just women globally? What can I do to empower, to support, just from my journey, just from my story, from my own story? I can just tell them, listen, I came into the U.S. And all I had with me was my faith. If I did, you could do it as well. So, and then that's how I Am She came about. So last year, November, I did a collection. And the collection, the theme was I Am She. And everybody kept asking, what is that? What is I Am She? And I said, it is simply the power that lies within a woman, the strength of a woman. There is, a lot of times, we too do not know how much strength as women that we have, that we carry. We still do not understand how strong that we are as women and how we can change the society, the community. And so I'm very excited about this organization. And we're looking to partner with other organizations around the D.C., around the USA, and, of course, even globally. So I Am She is a platform to empower, to support women, to kind of just look within and believe in the strength that lies within.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. I Am She. That is so amazing. I'm so glad that you've decided to use OMAC Designs as a way to reinvest into the community, into the lives of other women as an empowerment tool, because like you said, it really lies within, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and all we have to do is realize that the power is not outside of our own selves. And once we have the willpower to do it, we have to have the opportunity and the tenacity to actually see it. If you can see it, you can, achieve it. And so that is really wonderful what you decide to do with your OMAC design. Now, two things that we do, you're welcome. Two things that we do here with Silk and Dress, our talk radio shows, is that we love to hear very empowering stories like yourself. And we realize that we have people that come through that are listening right now. We have over 20 people that's on the line listening live. We also have people that's going to come back and listen to us later. We're also going to put you on our website where you already have gotten a lot of attention. People have been emailing and calling me to ask me who you are because they saw your feature there and information about the fashion show. But the thing that we love to do is that we love to share your jewels of wisdom. And I think that it really comes down to that. One of the things I realized with this amazing gift that God has given me, Silk Undressed, the Lifestyle of Lady CEO, International Professional Women's Magazine, is that I realized that this life we live and the stories that we create are not our own. They belong to all of us, right? And so we want to know your jewels of wisdom. This is your opportunity now to give advice to professional women that will be listening to us, that's listening to us now, that will be listening to us later. What can you say to someone, that fashion designer that's sitting there that said, oh, my God, nobody will ever wear my designs, and I think it won't be good? How can you empower them like you did with the lady from Tanzania? What can you tell them?
Thank you.
Your jewels of wisdom.
Yes, thank you so much. I would say to every woman, the first step is to believe in yourself. And how do you believe in yourself is to always go back to say to your maker, what is in my hand? I remember my pastor, preached a sermon, and the sermon was, what is in your hand? For every woman, there is something God has given you. Every woman is unique. And so I would always say, believe in yourself. Believe in the strength of yourself. Do not ever give up. Sometimes it will get rough. Sometimes you want to give up. Sometimes you want to pack off, but the power of believing in yourself supersedes it all. It will keep you constant. It will keep you consistent. So, believing in yourself is the key. Believing in yourself, and I will also want to add, what works for me is understanding the power of prayer. Understanding the power of prayer is that there is nothing you cannot do. So once you identify what God has put you on this earth to do, the next thing is to solidify it in prayer. And once you are able to always marry those two together, believing in yourself, believing in the power of your maker, which is the power of prayers, I think you will be just fine.
You better go ahead and preach, Uche. You better go ahead. And all starts with prayer, because we have to have that solid foundation, and God can do all things but fail. And with him, I tell you, no eyes have seen and no ears have heard and no mind can possibly conceive what you can do when you ground yourself in your faith and in prayer.
Absolutely.
The other thing we'd like to do is get your favorite quote. What's the thing that gets you really going, the thing that you can always draw your strength from? What's your favorite quote?
Oh, my God. My favorite quote is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know, this quote is so powerful for me because it's so a lot of times, I'm going through things with my children. Next minute, I'm flying country to take your things. The other, there's so much going on sometimes. And so I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It is so powerful for me to know that, you know what, I am not by myself alone. It feels so good to know that my strength does not come from the economy. It doesn't come from my bank account. It doesn't come from my strength. It doesn't come from who likes me or who doesn't. It doesn't come from the community. It comes from the one that strengthens me. So I remember the community kind of energizes me. I keep going. I keep pushing. I never want to give up. Every time I remember this book. So that's it for me.
Well, that is also one of my favorite quotes. And, Uche, I want to thank you so very much once again for taking time out in your busy day to chat with us today. Please go to silkandress.com. You're able to read more about Uche's profile there. You also have an opportunity to see some of her designs as well as get additional information on the fashion show that's coming up next week, Friday, at the Loft. I believe it's 600-something, but the address is there online. And if you go to Silk Undress, you would get the information there. It is called the 3rd Annual African Arts and Fashion Week. Is at the Loft, 600 F Street in Washington, D.C. So we would like to thank everyone who joined us today to listen in live and those who will listen to us later. I am your host, the CC Cole. Until next time, be well, be safe, and be empowered. Thank you for joining us today. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you all.